So one thing that was unique about our case was that we, as Jamie mentioned, there had been prior cases that had gone to trial, at least partially via Zoom, in this particular courthouse. In California, as far as we know, we might have been the first case that actually was Zoom from beginning to end. And that included our voir dire. It was the first time that there was a voir dire that was conducted by Zoom. And I'm going to go through how we conducted it and what we did. So Jamie, can you go to the next slide? I lost video of you. There you go. Thank you. So this was what it looked like the first day. It was, we had hardships and questionnaires actually where the jury came in. We expected a pool of 60, but we actually had 84 jurors, potential jurors, show up in response to the subpoena, which was an enormous response rate for this particular county. And especially during a pandemic, they came in, we were not there. No one, the judge was not there. The only people that were there were, the jury service individuals that work for the court. They gave them hardships and questionnaires to fill out. They went into separate rooms, filled out those documents. We could just see them in this exact view. This is what it looked like, but we didn't have any conversations with them that day. Next slide, please. I mentioned that we did a Zoom. So we created a Zoom information sheet with the defense counsel. We had an agreed upon document that we really drafted, and then defense counsel had their tech team kind of look at it and make a few changes to it. It really started off by talking about the importance of the fact that even though we were doing this trial remotely, that it was just as important as if we were in court, that it laid some ground rules about them not doing anything else during the trial other than focusing on the proceedings, that they shouldn't be getting up from their seat, that they shouldn't be eating or drinking, that we would be taking regular breaks. And then it had tips for them on how to use Zoom, because we didn't want to make any assumptions that individuals, that every single person knew how to use Zoom fluently. So it gave them tips, which actually turned out to be extremely helpful, because during portions of the trial, we would refer back to those tips and ask them to put us in particular modes. And I'll show you a clip of that in just a second. This other thing that was really critical was really very, very important for us to have a jury questionnaire. Now, the jury questionnaire really wasn't any different than what we would expect to do live. It really didn't ask them a lot of questions about the pandemic or about technology, but it allowed us to conduct a much more efficient voir dire, which was really critical because we did not know whether or not there was going to be problems with efficiency in this platform. Let's go to the next slide. So this was one part of the Zoom information sheet. It really just highlighted different ways that they, you know, just the simple things as far as muting and unmuting and making sure that they were on video all the time and how to check that. And then also how to be in gallery view, how to focus, how to pin individuals when we wanted them, to make sure that they were pinning individuals, and then how to slide when they were in, when we were in presenter mode, how to slide over the view so that they could have the witness be as large as the PowerPoint we were showing. That was really critical. Next slide. These were just some questions from our jury questionnaire, and they were really more focused on our individual case, but they became very critical. And I'll show you in the next slide, let's move to that now, about how we use them. So this, one thing that we were able to do in preparation for jury selection, because of the fact that the jury came in a day early and we were able to deal with hardships right off the bat on that first day, we just, you know, they filled things out. We had discussions, just the lawyers. If the judge needed to ask them questions, the judge would ask those individuals questions, but we didn't really have that many hardships. We had two individuals total that didn't have the technology available to be able to participate from home, and which was surprising to us. If we had more than two, if we had a significant chunk, We were prepared, both sides were prepared to provide Chromebooks to them and Wi-Fi hotspots for them to be able to participate at home. But we didn't have that issue. So we let the two jurors off as a hardship that couldn't participate from home. And then the rest, we were able to gather all that information, including having our randomized list provided to us the day before. And then we created an Excel spreadsheet, which allowed us to go through and in order of the jurors that we knew were coming up, to be able to put pertinent information in there. So you can see from this chart that it had the green sections were really focused on jurors that we believe just from the information that we obtained from our jury questionnaire, but also really critical was being able to do internet research in advance of starting the next morning. We had our paralegal, who's a whiz at doing internet research, search the internet for information on our jurors. And so we could take all of this information that we had at our fingertips and determine this juror might be good for us. This juror is questionable. We really don't know, which was the yellow. And then red was, we're very concerned about things that might've been in their questionnaire or things that we found on the internet about their background that I needed to do follow-up during voir dire on. Let's go to the next slide.